There's a big sewer main that runs from the villages of Sleepy Hollow and Tarrytown right on down through the river villages all the way to Yonkers, where there's a Westchester County-owned sewer plant. And this is a big pipe carrying approximately 3 million gallons of sewage a day, and it serves many communities. So, you know, the fact that this event is taking place in Tarrytown really has nothing to do with Tarrytown or Yonkers. It has to do with the Westchester County sewer system, which, you know, crosses lots of borders. What happens is this big pipe runs inside the tunnel that once was the Croton Aqueduct, which carried water from the Croton Reservoir in the old days down to New York City. And that old aqueduct is not used anymore. And so when they needed to run a sewer main, rather than tear up all the streets through all these villages, they ran the pipe down the Croton, the unused Croton Aqueduct Tunnel. And, you know, as with a lot of our infrastructure throughout the region and, in fact, through the country, but especially in the Northeast, because our communities are older than a lot of the communities in the rest of the country, a lot of our sewage infrastructure is getting old. There was a great big burst of construction in the mid-1900s and with the Clean Water Act in the 1970s, and so a lot of these plants are now 50 years old, and a lot of the pipes are 50 years old and older. And so as with everything, as infrastructure gets older, it starts to fail. I don't know whether this pipe, how old it is, but I do know that in the last 2 years, there have been two very similar events where this pipe fails. And when it fails, of course, because it's in the old tunnel of the Croton Aqueduct, the failure isn't detected by you seeing the break. The way they detect it is they see a pressure drop because the pipe is a pressurized pipe. They have pump stations all along it. And so when they see a pressure drop, they know that the wall of the pipe is breached somehow and somewhere. And then they have to source it. While they're looking for the break, until they get it fixed, sewage is running into that old tunnel. And it runs down the slow pitch of the old Croton Aqueduct Tunnel. And the first place that it can exit is a drainage point in Yonkers at the Sawmill River. So that's why there's a discharge. One part of this discharge is coming out at Yonkers. Once they located the break, they have to stop the flow to effect a repair. So they actuate a bypass pipe that diverts the 3 million gallons a day that was going down this pipe to Yonkers, to the sewer plant, and they divert it to the Hudson River. And that pipe, that bypass pipe, happens to be in Tarrytown. It could be in any village, but it happens to be in Tarrytown. So about 3 million gallons a day is of untreated raw sewage is reaching the river.
And I know that you've been doing some testing, but when sewage of that quantity gets into the Hudson River, what kind of damage is it doing?
You know, we've been doing our sampling program since 2006 in New York Harbor and in the Hudson River estuary up to Troy, north of Albany. We sample every month, and we sample in all weathers, and, you know, dry weather, wet weather, spring, summer, fall. And we've also sampled opportunistically when these accidents occur, because it's a great way of, A, assisting the public in getting information, and, B, learning just how much impact there is from a known amount of release. To put this all in perspective, there's been a lot of attention paid to this accident and prior accidents. In New York City alone, there are about 460 of these permitted combined sewer overflows. About 460. And from those pipes, every year, New York City Department of Environmental Protection estimates that about 28 to 30 billion, with a B as in big, gallons of combined rain and sewage are discharged every year. Now, you got to remember that that's about 80% rain and about 20% sewage. In those big rain events, when there is that overload and the system defaults to the river, it's about 80%, it's estimated, to be about 80% rain and about 20% sewage. That means that that $28 billion is really $5.6 billion of sewage a year.
Mm.
That makes the 3 million gallons in Westchester literally a couple of drops in a bucket.